Thank you for listening to this episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Now, let's get on with the show. Okay, so you're standing outside Molly's door. You've made a gargoyle friend. Galen, are you first in line, or is Bracken, are you going to go first?
I am first in line.
Yeah.
Okay.
I move back to let Galen go first.
Okay.
Is the door a push door or a pull door?
It's a push door.
Okay.
So, swings in. The way the picture's oriented, you guys are at the top of the room. So, the big stone thing is to your right. To your...
left?
Yep. I
know. So, there's a circly thing on the right.
So, we come down like that?
We're coming down from the
yep.
top of the screen.
Yep, you're coming down from the top of the screen. Okay. Yep. So,
I'm going to hold it like this.
So what you see, directly in front of you, there's a big stone table, and you see a giant chest on it. Like a jade chest. It looks locked. It looks magical. Like, it just gives off magic vibes. On the left side of the room, there's a large raised platform. That's all the decking, and it looks like scaffolding, like floor to ceiling. Behind that, you see a large demon lord. At his feet, there's what looks almost like a well, like a stone well. And what you see is you see magical light reflecting up on him. And so for the first time, you see this giant demon lord.
What's he look like?
Give me a minute. I will send you a picture. So that's who you're looking at.
Oh. Does he have the whip thingy?
He does. So this is Malek.
Does he tell us that's his name?
No.
That's why I was wondering if it was.
I was like, hello?
Yeah. So... and he says, well, you finally made it.
Is he out? Can we all hear him now?
Oh, yeah, you all hear him. Okay. He's talking audibly.
I know I don't hear sass from the person that can't get out on his own, right?
If I were a person, that statement would be true.
Fair enough. I know I'm not hearing sass from the devil that can't get out on his own, right?
Correct.
Great.
I'll kind of, like, walk around the room and just do a 360 with Detect Magic.
Okay, so where he is trapped is lighting up like a Christmas tree, okay, or a Yuletide tree.
Krampus tree.
And not the table, but the chest on the table lights up like magic. The braziers in the four corners of the room are also magical.
Okay.
It's just magical light.
Yeah.
I'll go over the table. Is there anything up markings on it or anything that...
No.
Should take it infernal.
It is very nicely carved. It's a stone table. Looks like... So Dino, you kind of have a fear of rocks now. It would crush you. You're welcome.
Took me a second to get the joke.
It's still too soon.
Dino twitches.
Yeah.
PTSD. So, yeah, there's a magical chest on the table. If you want to investigate it further, you can.
I'm going to ask in Celestial and see if he responds. Do you know what this is?
He hisses at you.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't speak that language here.
Okay.
I try Elvish. Is it? What about this one?
No.
I try Draconic.
He looks at you curiously. But he doesn't say anything.
Dindal, did you see that?
That was interesting, huh?
I say in Barbarian, big man got stuck in a hole.
He doesn't respond.
Does he? Does he?
No, he doesn't recognize it.
Okay.
I'll ask Catherine Draconic. Do you notice this chest over here?
I'll walk over there.
Okay.
What's his reaction when he speaks Draconic?
He's very confused. Why are you speaking that language? It's confusion more than anything. Like, why are you speaking that language?
But he definitely recognizes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dang, I was hoping he wouldn't know.
I'm going to walk over and look at the chest, too.
Okay.
Do you want to handle hostage negotiations first, or do we want to scour the room?
I say we scour first.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going anywhere.
I like it.
He can wait 5 more minutes.
What kind of magic was on the chest?
Did you roll detect magic on the chest?
I don't have to roll for it. Just I get to know what it is.
You just, okay.
What kind of magic is on it?
You fancy. Fancy man. Elemental magic.
Okay.
Check if traps. With Mage Hand? So it's a solid stone pillar, or is it like a table? Like,
so it's a big table.
So
it's,
like,
it's probably the size of the table.
So we can see underneath it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see underneath.
Yeah. Look for traps.
All right. I'm gonna check for traps.
Okay.
13.
You don't find any traps.
Okay. Is it locked?
No, it's not locked.
Okay.
It's not trapped, not locked.
Should I use Mage Hand to open it? Let me take a step back to be safe.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take a step back, Mage Hand,
okay.
Open it.
Is there a limit to how much weight Mage Hand?
10 pounds, I think.
I think so, but let me double check. Ten pounds. It can't attack, activate magic, or carry more than 10, but does this, if it's not carrying, if it's just lifting?
So, do this. Use Mage Hand and roll a strength check.
Were you trying to open it or lift
just
the whole thing?
Just open it. Okay.
Yeah, roll a strength check.
Okay. Do I add a modifier?
Yes. Yeah, add your... whatever it is.
Yeah, okay. minus 2.
Yeah.
12.
Mage Hand can't lift it.
We might just have to lift this ourselves.
What if we did 2 Mage Hands?
And we can try.
I'll do Mage Hand too and try and help her lift.
Okay.
Help them lift.
Okay. So roll with advantage.
Okay. Wait, but can I? Because I don't have a negative.
Yeah, that's probably better. Let's do that.
That was real bad.
Oh God!
Both are bad.
Oh jeez. No.
4.
Oh no. Oh my no. Gosh! With advantage?
Yeah, 4 to 2. Nope.
Oh, that's funny, my gosh!
When I rolled my one roll, it was a 7, so it would have also been a 5.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, we might just have to have Galen, but I don't know what's in this. Again, so
you're seeing a lot of elemental magic, so I wonder if this is tied to that fire
probably.
And stuff we're seeing.
I just want you to know that if you open it, who knows what could come out of it.
I appreciate the heads up.
I take like 2 steps back.
Yeah, maybe y'all guys back up.
Woogie.
So, do I have to roll a strength check?
Yes.
Okay. 19.
That's enough. So you flip the lid on this jade jewel chest, or this jade treasure chest. Inside, so you see 4. You've seen Cathra's fire gem. You have a
earth. I have the yellow one. Yeah, earth.
There are four, probably twice the size of the gem that she has, big elemental gems. You see something underneath the gems as well, but you would have to lift them out to get to it.
All right. So there's something under these gems. Do I lift it? Do I pull the gems out? See what's under it?
Yeah.
Nothing blew up on you, so.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll pull the gems out and look under them.
So they sit in this like kind of like silver cradle. So you pull the whole cradle out.
Yeah.
It's all of about 15 or 20 pounds. And underneath it is this very intricately, ornately designed robe. You don't know what it does, but it looks very expensive. And it has fire motifs all through it.
Okay. I will carefully pick it up and like drape it over the end of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that it's out, and look and see if there's anything under the robe in the box.
So, you know, so I'm asking Daniel, not Galen. So first edition D&D, remember the red statue, the red demon that's on the front of the AD&D box? That's Molech. So what you see underneath it is a little graven image, an idol of Molech. So it's about 6.5 inches tall, and it's got little ruby eyes encrusted in it.
Yeah. Hey, Dindal.
Yeah.
You got your looking for magic still up?
Yeah.
So gems, magic, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much.
Robe magic or robe just pretty?
Robe is magic.
Robe is magic.
Okay. Not touching it. How about this little guy?
I'll look inside.
The little idol, definitely magic.
Anything nefarious?
No, but you've seen similar things, not quite this, but the little bit of religious training you have, it's like a vessel. You can bind a thing to a vessel.
So usually these are things you might bind something to. Do we think he's bound to this?
Hey, Molly.
Yes.
Is the little guy in here why you're there?
No. Mm-hmm. That's how I get around in the world.
Hmm.
My acolytes carry the idol. I can't very well go around stomping around like this.
Okay, so you hide in that.
Yes. And transported in it.
And go places, and you get let out where you're not going to like cause everybody to freak out and try to kill you.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm getting is you're really powerful, but not powerful enough that you want to risk people killing you, like getting enough together and like swarming and overwhelming you.
Where I can avoid it, yes. Okay. Because for now I am weak.
Okay.
What would make you not so, besides being unbound?
Cultist.
Hmm.
Belief, power in a thing gives power.
Makes sense.
Do you have any more?
No.
Bummer.
Do we tell him? Or no?
No.
Okay.
No, well, not yet. Ooh, I have something I'm curious about. That weird mirror. Is that yours?
Mirror?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what a mirror is.
Pane of glass on a wall to see someone's reflection. There's some magical ones that let us see different reflections.
How
old are you? Ew.
So I'm trying to. So this was your temple.
Yes, used to be.
Used to be your temple, but you don't know about the like the thing that was in your.
No, again, trapped here for 500 years. So whatever can go on out there, and I wouldn't know.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not a big magic guy. That's not my thing. How would one go about releasing you? Like, does it take a big magic spell to release you? Would I just have to knock down some of the scaffolding that's like, how does that work?
So he points to the stone barrier. None of you have gotten close enough to look at it yet, but there is a spell circle underneath him that's tied to the rock. That you have to break that breaks the spell.
So we have to break the rock.
Yep.
To break the spell circle.
Yep.
And so does he explain that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you want to get out of here so that you can get some cultists so that you can go after Asmodeus.
Yes.
Okay. And Asmodeus is not here on this, like, this plane.
No.
Okay. Does Asmodeus have cultists?
Not here.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I've never heard of Asmodeus. I don't know, like, if he's like, maybe you have secret cults somewhere, but I've never heard of Asmodeus. Where I come from, there are some gods, and they got names like Odin and Loki and Thor. And so those are the ones that I've heard of. I'd never heard of when you said Molly's not your real name. So but I'm guessing I haven't heard of your actual name.
No. No, you probably haven't.
So how does one go about, and this is Galen's asking because he's supposed to be the Allfather. How does one go about, like, do you just go and show up in front of people and scare them into following? How does that work?
Some of it's fear, some of it's promises of wealth or power.
Okay.
Some people are weak-minded or weak-willed and can be bent to my purpose.
So if you're weak, what benefit are we going to get from, like, if you don't have any followers and you're weak, what benefit would it be for us to let you go? Like, what are you going to be able to do for us if you don't have any followers, you don't have any power?
Like I explained to them, I would owe you a favor when I have power.
How long would that take?
Days, months, years. I'm still more powerful than any of you, but...
So we're looking at some point in the future.
Yes.
One or all of us could call on you.
Yes.
And you would do a thing.
Yes.
And if we need you before you are powerful, you will be called.
I would anyways. Still be bound by the terms of our deal.
So are we talking four favors? Are we talking one each? Are we talking one total? What are we talking here?
Whoever signs the contract, that's who I owe the favor to.
And if we all sign it?
Then I owe all of you a favor.
One singular favor for all four of us that gets a benefit from?
Individual favors. Or one group favor.
I mean, about two favors each.
No.
I mean, you've been here for 500 years.
Well. Surprise.
And I will still be here if you die tomorrow.
Sounds like a bummer for you, dude. That'd suck.
The room, like, gets hotter. He's annoyed. I'm willing to bargain.
On the number of favors?
Sorry, whoever thought it was a good idea that Dinah and Bracken talk to a devil?
I'm the bard.
I come after none of you. So.
Ever?
Ever.
In the pecking order of these 13 brothers, where are you?
Where were you?
Where were you, I guess, yeah.
Before I was trapped here, I was top four.
Asmodeus was the top dog.
Yep.
Has he always been top dog?
He has always been top dog.
Okay.
Are they going to come after us if we let you loose?
They don't have to know. And I won't tell them.
Yeah, but he's going to, if you show up, he's going to know somebody did it.
Are you going to scribe your name on the wall that says Galen let Molly out of prison?
So, you're asking me to scribe my name on a contract
that you own.
So he comes and he's looking and he finds us and finds the contract on me. This doesn't sound like a...
I will not tell him your name. And if you choose to tell him your name, that is on you. But he will not hear it from me.
What you're saying is he won't know to look for us unless we do something about it.
Yes.
Makes sense. I'm not saying I trust it, but it makes sense.
And you say you are very powerful.
Yes.
Okay, the only god you knew was Altana.
Yes.
Rank your power next to Altana.
And not in like a, ooh, I'm better than her because you genuinely think, like you think that, like actively power-wise.
Would you challenge Altana in a fight?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so that's...
Would you challenge Asmodeus in a fight?
In my current state, no.
Like, when you had yes. followers.
Yes. I could challenge Asmodeus in a fight.
Could you win?
But
well, apparently not, because he's here. So, but he,
even with Asmodeus' power.
Okay,
he would never challenge Altana, because he's not an idiot.
Okay.
Okay, that's reasonable. How did Asmodeus get the upper hand and you end up here?
Because my brothers betrayed me, all of them. Even the ones that I thought I had won over.
Were you going to betray them?
Not them. Okay. Asmodeus, yes.
Okay.
Because Asmodeus made a deal with the demons.
Why?
Because he's an asshole.
Okay, but specifically why? Yes, I get
I don't know. I didn't get his motivation before he threw me here.
Well, I don't know. Maybe okay. Monologue.
Like, what was the deal to do? Like, why did he need their help?
Because we've been fighting them. They've been fighting us. And he made an agreement to let them in because he wants more power. He thinks he can control them. We know he can't.
Okay.
Okay. Give us a second. Okay.
Are we going out in the hallway?
Yeah. We'll just.
Okay.
Just because I
just to go past the master shot.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about devils, demons? Are they still around? Or is this dude like. Those guys are gone too? Have you heard anything? Have I heard anything about any of this?
Yeah, back when I was a park cleric, did I have any knowledge of demons?
There are occultists and,
Basically, what I'm trying to figure out is, like, is this still around in this world, or is this...
Yes, but it's, like, minor, like, minor leagues.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a whole lot of benefit to letting him out, honestly.
But if he did get power at one time, but...
Him on his own... He said he on his own would not challenge her. However, we don't necessarily plan on just one person going up against any of them.
Are we going to ask him to go against Odin with us?
I mean...
Is that the plan?
Couldn't hurt to have. I don't know if that's exactly the goal, but... I mean, Galen, I suppose that would be your decision at the end of the day, because that's your...
I don't know that... So, DM, would Galen figure these guys are evil? Like, he's an evil...
I mean, he's all but told you guys he's a bad guy.
Okay, so...
Or not evil, but evil's relative.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's up front with...
Yes.
I'm a challenge. Like I'm opposed devil. To Altana's goals. I think that I could do better than Altana. Would I equate him with like
antagonist?
He's doing the same thing Odin did. Like
because he's not antagonistic towards Altana. He doesn't care about Altana.
Okay.
Yeah. He cares about the Nine Hells and his own little, you know, fiefdom. And the power to be able to do things there.
Okay, guys, so here's the deal. I don't know that I want this favor from him.
Okay.
To help take out the gods. I don't... Okay. He seems bad to me. And I don't want if I'm supposed to be a good replacement for Odin, I don't think that I can do that and be seen receiving assistance from him. If you guys want to let him go, and like if his goal is to leave the prime, the plane we're on, and go back home and duke it out with his brothers, I don't care about that. That's fine.
You just don't want the favor.
I don't want his help. If I can't do it without his help, I'm just not going to be able to do it, because I don't trust him. I don't want other people seeing me becoming the Allfather with help from a guy like this. I have an end, but it doesn't justify
the means
of getting there. Yeah. If I can't beat Odin through... This is Galen's lawful good coming out. If I can't beat Odin without this guy, I don't need to be beating Odin. That's
okay, then you're out. Okay.
So it's up to you guys what you want to do.
Okay, we got it.
My question is, if we're not going to use him against the gods, though, what's the point?
I mean,
what could we use him for? Yeah. We also have to make a decision about him now. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Dindal, there's also the fact that he recognized that we were speaking Draconic.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm going to see if this works. I'm going to just try to reach out to Narasto.
Okay. So you go to reach out.
Is there anything?
There's not. It's not like on the ship where you lost contact, but it is radio silence right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't have anything. Should we ask him? I mean, That might be, we could get information. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
Let's go back and let's, we know that Galen's out.
I'm honestly more on Galen's side with this. Just
okay.
Similar reason. If I'm going to be the king, I don't want a paper trail, I guess.
Hey, to that. I'm okay with, like, I understand that, but what kind of information can we get? And can we get anything? Because if he's as old as we think he is,
maybe he knows.
Maybe he's got some information for us.
Yeah.
And while it might not be a favor, what about if we make a deal for information and he leaves us alone and he goes back home and doesn't come back?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with letting him out. And if we want to trade information,
okay,
that's fine. But like, hey, I'm going to fight Odin. I want you to come help me. And, okay. I'm out on that.
Okay, I get that. That's off the table. But what about information?
If we think we can trust him.
Well, let's...
If he's contractually bound, he won't have a choice.
Let's see what information we can get before we let him out. Okay. If he doesn't give us what we think is good information, then maybe we consider making that the deal. Okay. Because he'll be contractually bound. And he obviously knows something.
Okay.
All right. We good with that? Everybody good?
See what we can find out and then go from there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good.
All right, you guys ready? Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to see what kind of info we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to walk in.
Okay.
And I am going to, in Draconic, say, I noticed that you reacted when we spoke this way.
And in common, he will respond. I've dealt with those speak with that tongue.
Tell me more. Good interactions, bad?
Neutral interactions. Trying to goad them into a war to help us, and they refused.
What were their reasonings?
Do you speak in Draconic too?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think that that our war was worth getting into. So
it's more like political, not morally.
Yeah, strictly political.
Interesting.
And when was that?
For me, that was, well, 500 years in prison. I don't know. 400 years prior to that, something like that. Time
is weird.
Time is weird.
I think it's weirder than you think. What can you tell me about them?
They're large creatures.
Yes.
They have a strict hierarchy. We respect that. They, were not interested in contracts. Even they were not interested in our hordes. Mostly they, because they said they couldn't trust us, which, all right, fine.
Were they still doing well when you were imprisoned here?
I assume. I've only had contact with them 2 times that I ever remember.
Do you remember any of the names of those you had contact with?
I apologize, I don't.
Was it on the Prime Material plane, or was it on another plane?
It was on... I guess it's the Prime Material, but they don't... They're not here on your Earth.
Okay.
Just like... It's strange that the dwarves are here and that the elf man is here.
Yeah, it's been a long 500 years.
Yeah.
We've met six different types, right? How many are there of these people, of these dragons?
Dragons?
Yeah.
Well, I only ever dealt with gold.
Okay.
But they were the diplomatic ones.
Okay.
This is Angie. Who do we know that was gold? Do we know anyone that was gold?
Balthazar was.
Okay. I'm gonna kind of go to Dindal 1 second. Okay, so you know how like you can't travel anymore?
Right.
So if we let this guy out, can he even go home?
That's a good point. He doesn't probably know that that's been stopped. So he'd be stuck here.
Now, I have a spell that can kind of like send people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like you did with the bullet.
Yeah.
Bullet
thing. Would that send this guy home, even though you can't actually, like, I don't really understand how this works?
I mean, the bullet disappeared.
I know. But he might have come back. We kind of.
That's true. We left pretty quick.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do we fill this guy in on, like, hey, buddy?
I mean, if we want to be diplomatic about it, I guess we eventually should.
Yeah, I kind of think we fill him in and... Yeah.
Okay.
Because if he gets out but can't do anything about it, can't get home, I don't know what that's going to do to him.
Yeah.
What he'll do to us.
Yeah, he might not be happy about that if we withhold that information.
Yep. All right. So we were just talking about how time is weird.
Mm.
You have not been here for 500 years.
Okay, fill me in.
Well, I'm not really sure, but the dragons disappeared
thousands of years ago.
Thousands
of years. And that's why the dwarves are here, the elves are here. All those things happened thousands of years ago. You've been here for a while.
Also, you can't travel between planes.
Hmm.
Like, at all.
Well, in fairness...
You can't understand us.
We can't. Oh, are y'all still speaking Draconic?
Oh, sorry. That's a good point. Maybe we weren't. Sorry.
When he switched to common, did you keep talking at him in Draconic?
Well, once we stopped talking about the dragons, I think I was talking in common.
Okay, so. Sorry, didn't mean to say that then.
So, I was going to say, we may not be able to travel between planes. He may have another way to travel than the way we would have to travel between planes.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's kind of been, like, nixed. There's a lot more gods than you know, too.
Joy.
A lot more.
Do you have a way? That's a good point, Galen makes. Do you have another way of traveling between planes?
I do. I have my own means.
So if we let you out, you'd be able to go back home with no issue?
I can go home as soon as you drop the barrier.
So I'm trying to figure out why there's an advantage just letting you go. I'll be real honest. We don't really need a favor. Because you're not really interested in the gods. You don't know much about the dragons. And I mean, you know, that's kind of what we're dealing with. Again, thousands of years have passed. The world is very different now.
You're not incorrect. And I have nothing to offer. So, if we can't make a trade in kind, then what about this? And he points at Galen, elf, lifespan, what, 400 years? Something? Sure, let's call it that. Human. Nope, so, none of you are human.
Out of character, dwarves are, or elves are 700 to 800.
Okay, sorry.
Dwarves are 400.
Sorry, yep. So he points at Cathra first. Cathra are 400 some odd years. 800-900 years or more. Elves are dumb. What are you, human?
Kind of a half elf.
They make half elves now?
Yeah, yeah, they do that now.
Okay. Sure, let's call it 250. Split it down the middle. I don't know what you are. Bug girl? No. Alien? What are you?
I just start flashing different faces.
Oh, that's a nice parlor trick.
It's not a trick. Changeling.
I don't know your lifespan. Let's call it 100 years. So, because I have no bargaining power, the only thing I can offer is to go away and stay gone until you're all gone. So 1,000 years.
Or
1,000 years or till we're all gone?
Whichever comes first.
Okay. We'll be back again.
And he just like, ugh.
Again, you've been here thousands of years. More minutes is fine.
When he does that, I'm like, you got somewhere to be?
The elf makes a point.
If we specify it with till we're all gone.
Because we can negotiate.
Yeah,
but because you're never gonna die, right?
I was gonna say, if we specify till all four of us are gone, but I would assume you'll, even if you don't die specifically, or if you do, I'd expect your lifespan would be a lot longer than 1,000.
I mean, Odin, if Odin is just a man, as we've been told, who has had his lifespan dramatically increased by being Odin, for lack of a better way to describe it. It's been several thousand years.
My question with that, though, is it expanded because he's Odin because it's supposed to be, or is his life extended because he's Odin because he's Odin?
I don't know.
That would be another question. But I like the stipulation of until we're all four of us are gone.
Also,
that could be...
Are you sure you're a half-elf?
I mean, I wasn't going to tell him that, but I'm technically...
Well, no, like, we haven't really, you know, discussed this.
Do the rest of us know this?
Yeah, we all found out that he's half-dragon.
I couldn't remember if we all knew.
Quarter-dragon.
Or would I be?
A part-dragon.
I don't even know what I would be.
Well, your dad was half-dragon. So you're quarter-dragon, half-elf, or... Maybe quarter elf, and then half of whatever.
So we don't even have any idea what your lifespan
is. Who knows what my lifespan is, man?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the way we're going, it might be like 10 years.
If we're that lucky.
If we're lucky.
I don't even know why we're considering this.
It's not like he can give us anything.
I know. I just kind of feel bad because he's been... trapped. He seems dumb, but...
Devil.
I know. I don't know a ton about them.
I mean...
But I guess I just feel compassion because...
He doesn't strike me as the nicest of fellows. So, I know. I mean, like, I don't know if releasing him is a good thing, but I kind of look at the ground and kind of like kick a rock. Like, I already gave you crap today about being a leader, and that was wrong of me. So, whatever you think we should do, we'll follow suit. But,
I mean, I do take you guys' opinions. You know, if you have thoughts, I want to hear them.
I just don't see a benefit, I guess.
I don't personally have much compassion for creatures that make deals for a living at the expense of others, one way or another. And this one might not be an expense of us, but...
But what will this one do if we let them loose to others?
And we also... I don't know how deals with devils work in this sense.
Are they tricky, like...
Wording of deals is so incredibly important. And we could say one wrong thing. It could be a single word off.
Yep.
And it could devastate... Well, thousands.
Oh, gosh.
If we're voting, I say no.
I know Galen says no.
If we need to, we can come back, but...
I agree. I don't think we even go back in the room. Let's just leave.
Yeah. How about I quickly identify the robes and the gems, and then we...
Well, they're in the room. We left the room.
No, I know. I'm saying I'm going to go identify them, and then we leave. You can't really stop us.
True.
The thing that worries me is the tantrums. I could feel the heat through the door. That's the only concern I have.
And that now that we're out here...
We go back in, you do your identify, we have another conversation. We don't say we're leaving, we just say, okay, give us one more second, we have to talk about something.
Would there be any benefit to keeping that little idol? And making sure no one else comes by and finds it.
My worry is if we bring it with us and he somehow gets out, then he can come to us.
Good point, good point.
And I don't want him to be able to come to us if he's mad that we didn't let him out first.
I mean, he's been in here for thousands of years. I think the chances of someone letting him loose are pretty low. But I agree, I don't think we take it.
I don't think it's worth it. If it's in here, this is as far as he can go.
Well, no, because what that does, according to what he told me, he can go in that, and then that gets carried around so that he doesn't, like, he could walk away, if we let him out, he can walk away, but if he leaves this library, he's going to run into a whole bunch of monks at the top of the shaft. And, like, they may attack him and beat him up and kill him. I don't know.
We hope.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they're strong enough to kill him.
I don't think he's walking out of here. I think he's doing whatever he can to go home.
Well, he said he was trying to get... He wanted to get cultists. That's what concerned... Like, he's trying to get a following so that when he goes back there, he has power.
We just send him home now.
Well, can you guarantee that your magic is able to send him home?
I mean,
he's not going to be able to keep your... Like, he says he's more powerful than we are. Is his magic going to be able to stop your magic from making him go home?
I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. I say we leave him and keep going.
Is it worth it to even go back in there and identify that stuff?
I mean, you said you don't want to leave any stones unturned. If this is something important, maybe we do leave it there. Maybe we find out, oh yeah, these are bad news. We don't want to touch these.
We also, isn't there the book?
That book's in the other room, the really, really big one?
Yeah.
That's in the other room.
Yeah, but we can always look at, like, read the book. Like, cover to cover, read the book and see if that gives us anything about him specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us any more insight than he's given us. If we really want to, but... I don't know.
I'm okay with us not letting him loose.
So, point of clarification real quick. With banishment, which is what I'm thinking you're thinking. Mm-hmm. If the target is an aberration, celestial, elemental, fae, or fiend, which he's a fiend...
Mm-hmm.
The target doesn't return if the spell lasts for 1 minute.
Right.
Which it does.
Mm-hmm.
The target is instead transported to a random location on a plane, the DM's choice, associated with its creature type.
Yeah. Or if they're from that our plane, but if they're from another plane, they go back to their home plane.
Yep. Isn't that right? Yep. So if they go that's back, what we were
if
thinking.
If you banish him, he would go back to the
hells.
Yeah,
he'd go back to the hells and he'd stay there as long as we keep the spell up for a minute.
But he, and he, there's no way for him to come back? Is that how it works?
As long as...
Well, no, he is free to do as he pleases. If he can get back here, he gets back here. Like, if he has the magical ability to come back, he can come back. That's true. But he can...
He would have to then start at the bottom again.
But he can try to resist your spell.
I don't think he would. I think he... Back. I think he...
Yeah, he would take it.
He would, because he wants to go home.
Well, but he said he wanted to build followers here first.
Yeah. I thought he was wanting to build followers in the Hells. Sorry, that's how I took it.
I don't know.
I mean, probably both, honestly. Or maybe a little bit of both. I don't know exactly. But he did say cultist, so I'm assuming... And he referred to Altana's followers as cultists.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to sound odd coming from me. Is there any reason we should just, like, fight him? Like, stop him? Like, I don't know how this works. Like, should we... He said he's more powerful than us, but he's also kind of full of himself.
I don't know why we would put ourselves into that position.
Yeah.
Like... There's no reason to fight. I think he's going to be happy to just go away.
Okay. So, do
but I think our choices doesn't do any good to anyone to let him go.
I can't see any reason.
But if we need to identify that stuff and we go back in there.
I mean, we've left 3 times and he has gotten frustrated, but he hasn't done anything to us.
True.
We could say like, hey, we're going to go back in here.
Okay.
Talk a little bit, and then we grab the stuff and say, hey, give us one more minute.
Yeah. And what other questions can we ask?
We can just ask him, hey, is there anything important that you have to say before we make our final decision?
We don't know a lot about the Hells.
Sure.
Let's get a ton more information about that.
Sounds good.
About devils, demons. How about,
do you want to go ask him about the Hells and I'll identify?
Yeah. What all would be helpful to know?
I know Asmodeus is at the top. Are there any other power players that we would want to know about that are involved here?
Mm-hmm. Do they care? Do they want to take over here?
Yeah, which one of them want to? Which one of them don't like Altana? Has Altana had any dealings with them?
Yeah.
Baphomet? Bahamut? Has Bahamut had any dealings with the Hells? Like,
I don't think he knew who that was because he said the
Baphomet
instead. Yeah. He doesn't seem to know any other gods, so... Okay, let me just... I'll just keep asking more questions. How long do you need, though? Can you just cast, or do you have to ritually cast?
No, I can cast. Yeah.
Is that, like, instantaneous, or is
there's it... There's 4 gems.
And the robe.
Should I cast it on all 4 gems, or should I just cast it on one of them and figure out...
They all look the exact same.
So I'll just figure out one, and then do the robe, so just 2.
Oh,
so give me, like, 2 minutes.
You could just... We go get things and say, hey, I want to identify these, but I have to do it out here because magic is weird. And then just take them and then we can go and we can talk to him.
Well, yeah, I think finding out if he offers information, that'd be helpful.
That's true. And we don't necessarily want to touch them until we know what they're going to do.
Fair.
He has to touch them and identify them.
Mm. Oh.
It identifies a touch spell.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, I think let's get more information.
All right, I'll go on with you. I'll kind of like walk back and look at the gems. Well, you guys start talking.
Okay, I have just a few more questions. So we're not real familiar with the Hells. In fact, not at all familiar. What, again, like, travel's been cut off. Didn't really know this was a thing. I kind of heard of devils and demons, but tell me more. So your brother's at the top?
Brother Asmodeus is at the top. I was an archduke.
Okay. Are there like a lot of demons and devils? Wait, you don't like demons. Are they both down there?
Yes.
Over there?
We're divided by the River Styx.
Okay.
We occupy one side and they occupy the other. We have been in a war for centuries. At one point, I controlled the seventh hell. No, I was fourth. Sorry, that's Jordan. So I controlled the sixth hell.
Sixth
hell. There we go. But my brother Asmodeus is the king of the hells.
And are you guys happy to stay there, or are you going to try to take over the world? Like this world?
No, we don't care about this world. We send as a lord of one of the hells. I send my followers here to kidnap and to lure cultists. And because when they come and follow me, I get power. I get power in the nine hells, and I move up or down.
Got it.
And as the humans would call it, a shell game. It's the parlor trick they play.
Okay.
The nine hells is just a pyramids game.
Yeah, pretty much.
100%.
Okay, while that was happening.
A reverse pyramids game.
Amazing.
Yes.
So you're gonna doing that. I'm going to identify the robes.
Okay. So the robes, they are, it's a legendary item.
Oh. Oh my.
These are robes of fire elemental mastery. And so you identify the robe first. When you do, you end up identifying the robe and the gems. Oh, the gems are tied to the robe.
Okay.
So while you wear the robe, you can place the four elemental gems in like in a space, and you can control all four of them at the same time. So yeah, you have, so like effectively in a combat, you would have your, if you were wearing them in a combat, you would have your own initiative order. And on your turn, you would control the four fire elementals independently.
So whenever anybody looks back, I'll just kind of be like, give them a thumbs up, like, good to go.
Okay. I realize we keep doing this, but there's a lot we need to discuss. We got to figure this out. We'll be right back one last time.
And grab the gems and the robes.
Okay. And then we walk out and pull the door closed behind us.
Okay.
And keep going.
Okay. As you go, I want you all to make a wisdom save.
Oh, not 20.
Okay. Did you just put a dye in your peanut jar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you roll a one again?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, darn it. Okay. 18.
Okay.
5. Natural one.
Okay.
17.
Okay.
22. Not 20.
Wait, let me check something real quick.
Do you have a reroll?
Hold on.
Are you looking for the ring?
No, I'm looking for luck.
Oh, yay! Oh, but you used it.
Shh, you know.
You have a reroll once per episode, right?
Huh.
Is it in that one again?
18.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was so scary.
So, none of you, he does not appear to try to contact any of you.
Do we hear the door move behind us?
No.
Hissy fit?
Nope.
What if it was a test? What if he could get out the whole time?
So
we'll find out tonight.
Then it kills us, and oh well, not a problem.
Okay, what time of day is it now, DM? Like for us, like how long have we been on this floor?
So
when's the last time we slept?
It's been about 8 hours. You're nearing the end of the day.
So do we go back through the mirror room?
Well, do we want to explore any more up here? Because we definitely don't want to sleep up here.
Oh, down there. No. Yeah, I would say let's try and milk as much time as we can.
Those masks. Do those masks, like, because they have a gem like yours, Kathra. Do they?
Yeah. Did you detect magic on these?
Yeah, they're very similar to the ones you have. They're fire elemental stuff. And so the gems that I got that I identified in there, same thing. Elemental mastery of fire and all kinds of crazy stuff. You can use these gems and summon elemental creatures.
Like one time or like over and over?
It's over and over.
Yeah, throughout. You could like summon them during a fight and control them.
Is my gem a one time?
Yeah. So your gem is a one time. These are not.
Okay.
These are like three or four times the size of yours.
Okay. And the ones that are in the masks are the same size as mine, not the big ones, right?
Correct. They're just tied to the mask.
I don't know. Are they going to turn into a fire elemental in the shape of a monkey?
Maybe.
I don't think that helps us.
Well, I look at Bracken and Kathra. Who wants the robes? You want some firepower, Bracken?
I mean,
Kathra?
Up to you.
Is this, like, do you have to sit with this thing to make it work for a while? Or is it like, throw it on, boom, it works?
It is an attuned item.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to attune to it, and then you can use these big old gems and summon fire and fire elementals.
I mean, I don't know if, like, I don't really have a way to carry it. I mean,
yeah, I don't know if I need it right now.
Yeah, let's just throw it in our bag.
Okay, we'll put it in the bag of holding.
Okay.
Okay. So we've.
As you get back out to the mask room, Vekra. He says, "Are you ready to go?"
Yeah.
We are definitely ready to go.
He says, "I will lead the way."
Okay.
And so he will lead out. So he leads out into the hallway. And he stops and he says, "Left or right?"
Real quick, do you know anything about those masks right there? Or were they... like those ones on the wall in the room right here? Like...
Yeah, so he robotically turns all the way around. He says, "I think they are magic mask." And he just turns right around.
I love him.
Good to know.
Do you require them?
I was mostly wondering if they were safe to touch or if they were going to like hurt us if we touched them.
They do not appear cursed, but I was cursed and you touched me, so I don't know the rules.
I don't think we need them. Let's just...
Okay.
Let's just go.
Get out.
Okay, so did we want to look at that book anymore?
I mean,
we don't have a ton... I mean, I'm getting a little tired. I don't know. We've got to go through that mirror room again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only way we can go, right?
Based on my map, yeah.
I mean, we've kind of hit, like, walls everywhere else.
Yeah, this is a dead
end. I don't know
if
I want to go through that not fully rested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess if we want to look at that book for a little bit and then go back downstairs.
Well, my other thought was, do we want to spend our time here, at least on the first pass, finding everything we can, and then, because we're losing a lot of days...
We are.
Up here, so unless we feel like something's super viable and something super important, let's come back to it when we need it.
Yeah, I trust you with these books more than me and information.
Yeah, no, I definitely am interested in looking at it, but
you don't think it's helpful?
As of now, I don't. I mean, unless we're planning on going to either these hells or wherever the City of Brass is.
I feel like, I mean, from what he just told, is the city of... We should have asked if the City of Brass was in the hells.
Yeah, which of those hells or whatever it was.
Yeah, we definitely should have asked that question.
There's a lot of elemental fire stuff here, so...
I don't know if it's tied to that. You know, I'm not convinced that we're still in the library. I'm going to be real honest.
I 100% think that's totally possible.
Sir, you got any spells that can tell us stuff like that?
I mean, I can cast Identify on the floor and see if there's anything about that, but I don't know.
And I was just curious if just...
Yeah.
This is, like, time is so different and everything... This is very different from the other floor.
Yeah. I'm kind of worried that we're, like, on demiplanes, kind of like the pocket planes we have in these bags of holding, like, if we're in something like that.
Is that what those... Where you sent Pale Eyes? Is that, like, another pocket?
Very possible. There could be more of them. Maybe every floor is its own pocket. And who knows how many floors there are?
So, do you think we just go back downstairs, sleep, and then come back up and keep going?
Yeah, if that's one, that's probably the safest.
I agree. All right. We're going to go back. Wait. Which staircase did we come up?
So, down by E.
Okay, and that other staircase is up, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You guys ignored that hallway.
Tracks.
We didn't walk around that at all.
I think I did.
Maybe you saw
at some point. I think one of us walked around.
Okay.
and just came back around. Yeah. Bracken or I, or one, like maybe okay. both of us or something at one point. Like just double checked. I think.
Okay.
I think you saw the staircase, but you didn't investigate it.
No. Yeah, I didn't go near it, but I just said, "Hey, there's a staircase."
I wonder if our friend can follow us.
Oh, that's a good point.
Otherwise, he can just wait here until we come back tomorrow.
For him, it'd be like, how long would it be for him? What's the math on that?
So it's slower here. It might only be a couple hours if we
go. Oh, right. Yeah. So it's the other way for him. For him, it'll be like 8 minutes, right?
Or yeah, I think so.
He'd be like, oh, hey, guys. That was fast.
Yeah. Okay, let's...
Do we want to invite him down?
We can try. See what happens. Okay. So, we're going to go back downstairs, I say, to... His name is not Vecna, but that's all I can think right now.
Vecra.
Vecra.
I will lead the way.
Okay.
If you will point me.
All right, we're going to go left.
Okay. And he holds up his hand.
It's left, an L.
Left.
Left.
So... He will,
just like Cathra.
He will lead you back to, on the map, room 3. And he says there are 2 doors, straight or right.
Straight.
Incorrect. Just kidding.
Oh gosh, for a second I was like, oh no.
So he goes to that door, and real quick, appearance-wise, so... He has real basic, like, facial features, but it's not quite as detailed as a mannequin. And so, yeah, it's not a super detailed face. Like, he can talk.
I was gonna say mannequins aren't detailed, so that's horrifying.
Yeah. So it's like blocky.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's not how I pictured him.
Thanks, I hate it.
This is how I've been picturing him.
100%.
Let me see.
100%.
Oh.
I've just been picturing Goliath from the show Gargoyles.
Yeah. It's
you know, whatever tickles your fancy.
That's 100% how I'm picturing
him. I'm picturing a big stone teddy bear.
Well, I'm picturing him like a horrifying, faceless, just creature. Yeah.
Yep. Maybe we all stone. See those.
We all see differently.
Yeah.
He says, so he goes through that door. And he says, left or right?
Left.
So he turns. So he turns left and he gets down, he gets to the staircase and he will walk down the staircase.
Great.
As you go through the staircase, Dino, roll perception for me.
Uh, 21.
Okay. So, you look and you almost miss it. You almost miss it. So there are runes carved in the ceiling. And it is a runic equation that describes the time slip.
Oh no.
And so he does, like, you guys have already figured it out. But he describes, or the notation describes the time slip.
I point to it. Hey, there's our, the answer to our question about the time difference. You see those runes right there? Kind of hidden in the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
What? I don't understand what the point would be.
I don't know. Unless it's like Galen said, it's time slowed down here. Maybe somebody's trying to be able to come here and do research and slow down time, or give themselves more time to live. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or if it is like he said, it was his temple and they thought this was a good place to imprison him. You know, what better way to imprison someone for a long time and put him in a place that time goes really slow? Yeah. That sounds horrible. If you have a 500-year sentence and time goes slower.
So.
Doesn't give us any answers, though.
You all come back into the artificer's office that's got the desk and where you left the chess piece. The chess piece is also there, standing guard. It makes no acknowledgement of your return. It's not like a puppy or anything. So, you're back in the main... You're in that office. So, what would you like to do?
Are we going back out to the other room to...
sleep?
To make the dome and rest? Or are we going to make the dome and rest in here?
Yeah, didn't we say we would do it in the big hallway because it was, like, nice and open?
Yeah.
Back in A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone good with that?
That's fine with me.
Okay. So, all right. So, everybody goes to sleep.
We're gonna end there. Are we going to keep...
Well, are we going to have watches?
Oh, well, it's up to you guys.
Oh, wait. Can the...
Gargoyle and the chess piece?
Gargoyle, chess piece, and your owl?
And then he's only got 4 hours.
Yeah.
Vekra, he says, yes, I will watch.
All right. The chess piece. And then, yeah. Okay.
You do notice that the gargoyle communicates with the chess piece. It sounds weird. Like, you don't understand it unless you cast Comprehend Language.
It's tongues. Comprehend Language is written.
Okay, mm-hmm. Tongues. Sorry. But yeah, you watch them communicate somehow. It sounds like gravel. Rolling around in the mouths. Yeah, so that you pop the dome and they will stand there and play guard for the night.
I'll cast the dome.
Okay.
Is there anything that we want identified before we go to bed?
I don't think we have anything else.
There's just books. We got a couple hours before we actually need to go to sleep, unless we want to, like, wake up early. Do we want to go to sleep, like, now, or wait till...
Oh, don't we have stacks of stuff that we still need to go through?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do we want to go to sleep now, or do we want to do some research, and then...
Let's do a couple hours of research, and then...
Okay. How do you want to do that? Do you want us to roll things, or...
Yeah. Give me a second. So if you're just going to cast Identify, that's fine. You just tell me how many slots you want to use, and I'll tell you what it is. Give me a second. You still have a bunch of, like, mundane items, stuff you pulled out of the desk. Those are still, and then I think
we'll research for a while, and then if I haven't used any slots,
yeah,
before we go to bed, I'll identify the other things before we go to sleep.
Okay. So, we'll do it this way. So you found, in your research, you go back into the office and you start looking for things outside of the categories you initially were looking for. You do find one journal. And he does talk about when he because he describes that he installed this staircase, that all of the staircases and he describes the five rooms or whatever you guys have been in so far, that he is responsible for their installation.
Okay.
And that as you go through from one staircase, like as you go up the staircase somewhere else or descend back, you are traveling to somewhere else, and that there are different time dilations in between them. He figured out the time on accident. He was experimenting with other things and figured out a rudimentary form of time travel. As far as it pertains to like time speeding up or slowing down.
Okay. Does it say why he did it?
Why he found it?
Oh no! Like why he messed with it? Like what did he install the thing by accident?
So the time issue he just discovered on it was merely accidental.
Okay.
And he talks about the temple is the first one that he found.
Okay.
And it says it took him 12 years normal time to figure out that there was a time difference. So then when he installed these other magical staircases, he figured out a methodology to track how much time was slipping.
Okay. So I'll bring that back to the team. So it seems like he found that temple by accident. But I think most of the staircases are going to be similar situations.
Now, he makes a point to notate the time differences, like what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
So from here to that one, what was the math we wrote down?
1 hour is a day.
Yep. I'm just going to put that in the fire temple. All right. So in this, you also find names like where they lead. So on the map, the C1 staircase, So C1, that leads to an old, it's a ranger's outpost. So like a mountain keep kind of deal.
Okay.
So that time slip is actually in reverse.
Oh.
So one day here is 1 hour there. So it's the reverse of that one. And then the room with the tables, the magical glyph tables. That one's off by a few minutes. So it's a few minutes faster than it is here.
Does it say what that one is?
It does. There is a, it's a tomb.
Okay. And then does it have anything about A1?
So A1 leads to, a cleric's temple. It leads to Altana's main temple.
We haven't been to that one, right?
You have not.
That's not the Serenier place?
No. So that leads to Altana's temple, and then from there you can access the main library.
Oh.
So you go back to what Narastel originally told you, like, back in episode one. He and the monks were traveling through here. They found this entrance mm-hmm. by accident. And so, like, this was their access point. Now, Narastel told them, like, don't explore any, because we don't know, you know, we don't know what's there. Which obviously is why you were hired.
Okay.
And so honestly, like, so Narastel was operating from a lack of knowledge. Like, he thought this was the library, not this was the way into the actual library.
Okay. So I'll keep that book with me and I'll bring it over and just keep it in my bag of holding. You said he's the archivist. What's his name? I don't have a name, do I?
The alchemist. I said his name at one point.
I'm sure I wrote it down, but I just want to make sure his title. Alchemist. It was alchemist. Yep. Head alchemist.
Yeah.
All right, so I have his journal. All right, then. Whatever time I have left, I just want to read those runic books. Okay. Just research and see if there's anything in there. Okay. That's what I'm gonna do before I go to bed.
Anybody else want to do anything before sleep?
I'm going to do a couple hours at least. Like, I'm going to take my normal rest.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take some time working on the maul.
Oh, yeah. Roll with advantage on the maul because you have those the markings.
And it was dex plus proficiency? Mm-hmm.
So you have one face done out of...
I have two faces.
You have two faces done.
Roughed in.
Okay.
And I got a 19.
Okay. You can get the third face roughed in.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a note of how many faces I've got shaped.
Good.
There weren't any... Did we pick up any books yet about dragons?
I gave
Danny... Oh, you guys looking at me?
Yeah, I gave Danny all the books.
I have all the books?
Mm-hmm. Remember the pages I handed you last time?
I thought you had those still. Do I still have them?
I can reprint them off at some point if I need to.
I thought you took them back for something, no, but maybe gave them back to him.
He's right. I have them.
I was just going to read, if there was something about dragons, I was going to read that book.
I can't remember if...
I don't remember if we found anything yet.
We found the Karkin's Revenge, which we found was a hoax kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not a hoax, but like just they didn't actually know what they thought they knew.
Yeah.
There's something called the Eldritch Forge in one of these books. Do you want that? Necromantic Rites, Philosopher's Stone. No. Arcane Alloy. Sound interesting? And Spirits of the Past, Necromancy, and the Monastic Way of Life.
Okay, so...
No dragon books.
No dragon books, so...
And I was like, I find these all highly interesting.
I mean, I can read some if you want me to help.
I mean, whatever we think is most interesting and most important. So I think the runes are really important because if we can figure these out and start traveling, if we can get to the plane of the dragons and help them and get them here, that's kind of what I'm thinking is...
Okay, but that's what you were reading, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be trying to read is there's like three books that have rune information.
I mean, is it helpful for me to read one?
I don't know if you can read them because they might be in runic.
If they're in runic, I can't help you.
So some of the books dealt with like natural medicine.
Oh, yeah. Give me those.
All right. There is one on the Philosopher's Stone if you want that one.
Oh.
And then where is that one? Yeah.
You know, I should pay attention to. I was like, I don't know. This sounds good. Yeah, I'll read that.
What about the hourglass thing?
Oh,
for Lyra.
For Lyra.
I'll hand you that one.
Okay. I'll read that one. I'll start with that one.
Okay.
And then we'll the Philosopher's Stone will be the next one I do.
Okay.
You can make notes, you know, which ones I'm doing.
Okay. I have to make notes of what you're doing?
Yeah. Because we know I don't take notes. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
So, I read that one.
Okay. So, we'll say before you go to sleep, so you can finish, you nose through both of those. You can set them aside for further research. It's going to take, you know, more than one reading.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what, Danny, make a note and then send that to me because I have to, that's like some high level and I'll have to flesh some more information out of.
Which one?
The two that she noted.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So, you all get ready to go to sleep for the night. And with that, we will end this episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kierstead.